Want to welcome you for this call for Revival October 2016, and we're just so grateful that you've made the time to come on the call. This is something that has been on my heart for some time, that yes, we need to be praying specifically for Walking with Purpose and the work that we do, and for the women in our groups, our participants, and for those who haven't yet come, but we so long to see come and be a part of the program and come to know Christ in a personal and in a transforming way. But I also believe that while we are one piece of what God is doing in the Catholic Church today, there are so many groups across the country, around the world, that are also doing incredibly important work that is just moving moving the hand of God and really unleashing a movement of the Holy Spirit in our church. There are so many of us, not just in Walking with Purpose, who want to see revival, transformation, change, and a real awakening in the Catholic Church. And so we are broadening our prayers today. You know, we've had a great and still have a great team of prayer warriors that pray specifically for Walking with Purpose. But when I had this idea of doing the call for revival, I wanted that vision to be expanded. And I wanted us to extend our prayers to the church at large. And so if any of you have joined us today and you are not a part of Walking with Purpose, I want to welcome you. We are so glad to have you praying here with us. Those of you who are a part of Walking with Purpose, I just want to reiterate the fact that what we're doing today is the most important thing we can do with our time, coming before the Lord in prayer and asking for His hand, to move. And so when I had this idea to come together and to pray for revival, and I went to Scripture to look for, you know, what verses speak most specifically to revival, I came to the verse in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, which is, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land." That verse is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And the reason why I think this is such an important starting point for us is that what we see is when God is looking down at the world and at the kind of change that He wants to bring to our world, He doesn't start by looking at a culture and at the people who are far from Him. He doesn't start by correcting all of their behavior. He actually starts with a family in-house conversation where He says, if my people who are called by my name will do what? Will, number one, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Okay, those are our marching orders that we're given before God is going to heal from heaven and forgive our sin and heal our land, which are all those things are, of course, ultimately what we so desperately want, right? We want healing in our land. Boy, as we head towards this election, ladies, do we not want healing in our land? Wherever we sit politically, we all want to see our country restored. And so what God says, okay, I am so ready to do that work in your country, but and in your communities and in your lives, but the starting point is all of you humbling yourself, praying, seeking my face, which is of course what we're doing this morning, and turning from our wicked ways. And you know, I've mentioned before that when I first came upon this verse, I just thought that was such a harsh word, wicked. And I just looked for a translation that softened that a bit because I just thought, oh, can we just say it in a way that's just not so, you know, direct? And I couldn't find a better translation or a different translation. That word just kind of remained no matter which Bible translation I turned to. And what occurred to me is, well, this is a part of the problem, that I have no problem calling something wicked that sits outside of me and is over there and that I just so see needs correction. But when it comes to my own sin, I want it softened. And I don't want it called wicked. But that's where we go wrong, because then we don't come to the Lord confessing our sin. And that is our beginning point here. So when we move into the rosary, we're going to start with a time of confession. And you might think, well, some of these things we're confessing aren't things I have done. You know, we can corporately confess sin, the sin of our nation, the sin of our church, even if we haven't personally done it. The Lord hears and honors that as we go before Him, you know, as a representative for our country and for people. So that's what we're going to be doing in that first mystery. And before we get started into the Rosary Call, I want to introduce two wonderful people that are on the line with us. You all are muted, not because we don't want to hear you, but because if we actually all were talking at the same time, it would just be a cacophony of noise. But two people are not muted, and that is Julie Ricciardi and Father Dave Sizemore. Julie is our board chair and CEO, and Father Dave Sizemore is one of our new chaplains for Walking with Purpose. So I'd love you both to just quickly introduce yourself to the ladies on the call. So could you go ahead and do that, Julie?
Good morning, everyone. Great to be with you this morning.
Good morning, everyone. This is Father Dave Sizemore. Great to be with you.
All right. So we're going to get started. Father Dave, you're going to be our leader in this. And I've asked Father Dave to pray a blessing over us at the end. And then I'm going to be doing the meditations, and Julie's going to be doing the responses for the rosary. So let's begin.
All right. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead and ascended into heaven, and seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, from thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first luminous mystery, the baptism of our Lord. We look at the verse for this, Mark 1, verse 4. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Lord, we come before you in humility. We confess our personal sin, and we also confess on behalf of our country. We know that when you look at so many of our choices, your heart is filled with sorrow. And we also know that you always meet our sin with mercy and forgiveness. So with each Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, I am sorry. Please forgive me.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Please forgive us for our pride.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Please forgive us for our covering up of sin that needed to be brought into the light.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our refusal to forgive.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our greed.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our killing of the unborn.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our gluttony.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for keeping silent when we should have spoken.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for speaking out when we should have stayed silent.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our obsession with the outward appearance.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our worship of celebrities instead of you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls into heaven, and help especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery, Christ's self-manifestation at the wedding of Cana. Our verse is taken from John chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. The steward of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Every man serves the good wine first, and when men have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." Dear Lord, for too long we have believed the lie that somehow you are holding out on us, that you are a killjoy whose will is incongruous with our happiness. But this miracle at the wedding of Cana reminds us of the truth, that the opposite is true. When we surrender to you, when we follow Mary's advice at the wedding of Cana to do whatever he tells you, what we experience is abundance. We experience freedom. When we try to stay in control, we end up in bondage. And sadly, all too often, we don't even realize it. Lord, please help us to wake up to what life could be if we were truly free. Jesus, you promised, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. So with every Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, Jesus, set us free.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain that keeps us tethered to the approval of others.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain that keeps us fearful.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain that makes us afraid to step into our callings.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of self-loathing that keeps us from seeing ourselves as your children.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of self-reliance that keeps us from depending on you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of hypocrisy that keeps us from seeing our need of you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of defining ourselves by our sin.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of suicide and self-destructive thoughts.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of numbing with alcohol, shopping, and busyness.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of disbelief and cynicism.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven. Help especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery, the proclamation of the kingdom of God. Our scripture passages from Mark 1, verses 14 to 15. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Lord, so many of the people that we know and love have not heard the gospel preached in a way that they understand it on the heart level. Our hearts ache for those who have not experienced conversion deep within. People may know about you, but they don't know you in a personal way. So God, we come before you and we pray for millions of conversions of hearts across the country. And with each Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, please, Lord, soften the hearts of those who need to experience conversion and increase their hunger for you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May people believe that they are unconditionally loved by you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that if they confess their sin, you will always forgive.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that if they say they have no sin, the truth is not in them.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that you bring dead hearts back to life.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that you alone can rescue.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that you alone can save.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people confess with their mouths and believe in their hearts that you are God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that they don't need to finish as they have begun.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that with you, there is always hope. There is always a second chance.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls into heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth luminous mystery, the Transfiguration. Our scripture passage comes from Luke 9, verses 30 through 31. And as Jesus was praying, the appearance of his countenance was altered. Two men talked with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was to accomplish in Jerusalem. Picturing Jesus glorified at the Transfiguration makes me think of something that St. Augustine said, and I quote, "I saw your glory in my wounds, and it dazzled me." Lord, there is something incredibly powerful about your glory. And when we allow it to shine on those places within us that need healing, we can be miraculously restored. And this is what we desperately need, God. We come before you and we ask you for healing. We ask this for our own sake, but also for others, because until you touch those places deep within us, we are not going to be as effective as we try to reach out to the hurting world with your love. So please heal us, Lord, so that we in turn can offer healing to others. With each Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, "Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed."
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
We pray for healing of the wound of rejection and abandonment.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of the wound of shame.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of those who have suffered sexual abuse.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of those who have suffered physical abuse.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of those who have suffered emotional abuse.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of our perfectionism.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of our bitterness.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of our grief.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of our addictions.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of our broken marriages and families.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls into heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth luminous mystery, the institution of the Eucharist. Our scripture passage comes from John chapter 6, verse 33. The bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. In his book, I Believe in Love, Father Jean de Elby wrote, as if it weren't enough that Jesus died for us, he invented the Eucharist, a God who makes himself into bread, a little host, in order to descend onto our lips and into our hearts to bridge all distance between himself and us. And Lord, you didn't stop there. You sent your Holy Spirit to dwell in us always so that we are never alone. And your Holy Spirit makes all the difference. And so we come before you and we ask you for a powerful movement of the Holy Spirit. And we echo the words of Isaiah 64:1, oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence. With every Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, open up the floodgates. We long to see a movement of your Holy Spirit across our land.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary,
come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill our minds.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill our mouths.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill our homes.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill our schools.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill our churches.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, anoint our marriages.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, anoint our families.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, anoint our pastors.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, anoint our ministries.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls into heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O merciful, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be worthy of the promises of death. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all your many blessings upon the Walking with Purpose apostolate and all the many other apostolates and ministries throughout our nation. We ask, as we come humbly before you, to forgive us of our sins, to set us free, to release the power of your Holy Spirit into our hearts and into our minds, into our relationships, into our parishes and in our communities. Set us on fire with a love for Jesus Christ, and set us on fire with a love for one another. May we come out to meet you as you come to meet us, and together may we walk in the power of your Spirit and bring more and more people to the loving embrace of Jesus Christ. Bless our ministries. Bless us in your name and through the intercession of Mary, our Mother. And may Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Thank you.